I'd like to call the special common council meeting of the City of Franklin to order. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll?
Mayor Olson is excused. Alderman Dandrea?
Alderman Dandrea is here, and Alderman Dandrea will be voting as an alderman.
Alderman Dan Mayer is excused. Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor is excused. Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Citizen comment period.
Is this thing on?
Should be.
No, actually.
Mr. Rotzenberg will help you.
Test. His name is Test. Leroy Levdusky, 8030 West, Winston Wayne. I'm here because I dislike the way the seniors are being treated at the meal program in regards to the parking facility. It appears that the construction people have first choice of the parking and even into the handicap, which is ridiculous. These poor people, I got these walkers, canes, anything else to get in here, and nobody is doing anything to help them. One of the basics, and I keep talking to Mark Liberta, and he said he's doing everything possible, but I don't see any accomplishment about it. And just Monday is the first time he put up extra handicap signs in the back. Now, if you're going to do that after 3 months of me complaining about it, it's immaterial in a way because that's not enough parking space. You got the city employees, they should park in the library or the construction people. Like over there at the Rock where that senior housing is going, all the people that are working on that, they park in the Rock parking lot and they walk. Here they aren't doing that. But that's a disaster in a way. And also, I want to bring up the baseball diamond street there, that the elevation between the sidewalk in front of the building is about 2.5 feet above the street. I wish somebody would look at that. The other thing is that it's a dangerous place. The cars can go off the road, and there's no barracks there. Also, the unfortunate thing that we built a nice road up around there, and we don't have the right stormwater grates. The stormwater grates it's stating that you can use this or equivalent. Now, Aspen, they did the equivalent, and yet there's no harm done. They did a better job because they understand the specs. Our engineer does not understand his own specs. The specs were in 2001 was the same as he changed it to 2019. But that spec says or equivalent. And they didn't change it. I mean, he'd got no business putting those parallel ones on the road there. The specs should have been obeyed. And I guess we got some issues to get rid of that guy. Sooner or later, give him his walking papers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lewandowski. Seeing no other citizens wanting to rise to make additional comments, we'll move on to the agenda. Item C, Tax Income Rental District Number 5 Ballpark Commons Development Project Agreement regarding impact fees and irrevocable payment bond. I will confer with our city attorney to elaborate on the points.
Mr. President, this was a subject matter of substantial discussion at the Common Council meeting last week, Tuesday. And within the packet materials at the very end, the last document, which is the agreement regarding impact fees, which includes the irrevocable payment bond form, along with the numbers in there as redrafted, and it's showing highlights. That document was the result of work between the city's special counsel and counsel for the developer. Here's the relative bottom line. City staff, including the Director of Inspection Services, updated with further information from the developer's representative the total amount of the impact fees involved. The impact fees involved have been reduced by $165,000 plus from what was before the Common Council approximately a week and a half ago. And pursuant to the Wisconsin statute that was discussed, fees can be secured by a bond and not payable until 4 years later or at least 6 months before the improvement for which those development fees are collected will begin construction. In this particular case, generally, because there's no clear-cut date, maybe it would be at least a year or so before the subject improvements for water impact fees would be constructed. So if the statute were followed to the word, it would be at 4 years or at least probably a year before the payment of impact fees. What this last document in the packet provides after the negotiations between special counsel and developer counsel is that the impact fees will be paid no later than July 1, 2020, approximately 6 months from now, or upon the obtaining by developer of construction loans for each of the subject properties, the Lux and the Mosh. And the impact fees are divided between those two developments as they so apply thereto. So that's pretty much the bottom line. And there's ultimately the security provided by the developer in conjunction with the developer's guarantee. And also, the developer is providing a mortgage to the city to secure this amount on each of the subject properties. And there may be some minor technical corrections in that document that I know when I was reviewing on the run, I saw some minor typos and the like. So we at length discussed, and you heard staff and special counsel's thoughts with regard to the form of bond, et cetera, understand that the council has gone beyond that. And so this is certainly within the realm of the council discussion a week and a half ago with regard to the agreement regarding impact fees. Any questions?
Yeah. What's the risk of not?
Alderwoman?
What's the risk of not supporting it to the project?
No building permit would be issued.
And the result of that?
Well, let the city treasurer went into great detail and review on this and was the initial person involved in the discussion with a developer representative. I think it was the afternoon, 2 days before Thanksgiving, when the subject matter arose.
Alderman, if the council would decide not to accept this bond, then the original terms of the state statute relative to issuance of the building permit would stand, which is that the developer should provide cash payment for the impact fees at the time the building permit is issued, or a letter of credit for the amount of the unspent impact fees, which would be, in the city of Franklin's case, the water impact fees.
City Council.
And Mr. Ratzenberg, the reason this is being requested by the developer is because developer and developer representatives have said they are unable to produce those forms in terms of money available within the development project, et cetera?
I don't know that they've said they are unable. They have said they would prefer not to issue a bank letter of credit.
Prefer not to?
Okay. Well, we've had discussions regarding that because to order to get a letter of credit from the bank, they literally have to put cash up, and they're utilizing all their cash in or liquid cash into this, and they've got other assets that are tied up in investments and many other projects that are amongst this project. So I believe the logical request from the developer was to request of the city for this deferral process versus going to the bank and asking for that when he's got many guarantees already out with the bank. So it's going to make it difficult from the bank side of things to tie up $250,000. But that's my opinion. Mr. Rosenberg.
Alderman, Mr. President, if I might add to that, the form of these documents calls for the city to have a lien on the property, a mortgage on the property, if you will, at the time the building permit is issued. And when the developer then secures financing for the construction, undoubtedly the lender will want that lien cleared. And the way to clear that would then be to advance funds through that construction financing to pay the city off. So the city is assured of getting that payment prior to any new financing would be coming along. And that gives us considerable comfort that this is going to get paid in the near future.
Would you consider this an unusual or a typical circumstance?
It is not common for the city of Franklin to be involved in this transaction.
Thank you.
I would also say that per our previous discussions that we had a week ago at the Common Council, we had asked staff to go back and talk with council and special counsel to come up with a solution. This solution is even stronger because it is getting the mortgages placed on those pieces of real estate. It was a good position that they weren't encumbered over the overall project. So we've got a mortgage position. We've got a short-term promissory note, a bond, for 6 months to pay back this money, as well as we've got a personal guarantee by Mr. Zimmerman as well. So we did get that extra, the mortgages, which does play an important and critical role on all of this. Alderwoman, are you done with your questioning?
I guess I just have one more question for the chair.
Do you want to hold off till I get Mr. Nelson, or do you want to ask me?
Just to ask you, do you believe this is a vote that would benefit the community?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Nelson.
Just a few points. Last meeting when we talked about the total amount that we had to have up front for the to get this going, which was the norm, which was anyone else that came to the city of Franklin looking to do something, and we're making a special, I'm not going to go into detail what we talked about in the closed session, but when we talk about what we're doing for, again, this organization, this project differs from how we are treating other projects. Granted, they're not of this magnitude. I, along with Alderwoman Wilhelm, I echo what is in the best interest of our city. I understand we have a commitment to this project, a financial commitment to this project, for it to move forward. But I want to make sure that we are not getting to a point where we're the what's next type thing. Mr. Rosenberg, chime in. I mean, I'm just looking for a little.
Fine. I would differ from that or ask you to consider that the state enacted legislation that obviously trumps the city's ordinances that now requires cities to provide developers 4 years or a shorter period of time if the city spends the impact fee as by securing that impact fee with a letter of credit. So what we are doing here is certainly in the spirit of the state statute. One might argue that the developer's bond is or is not within the spirit of that statute, but clearly the city of Franklin is going to have to modify its ordinance to permit this type of activity on the part of any developer that comes to us and says, you haven't spent this impact fee yet, we get time to pay for it by securing it with a letter of credit.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up. Nothing for a minute, but I'm gonna have something.
Okay. Alderwoman, did you raise your hand? No. Mr.
Nelson, or Alderman Nelson.
Well, then I'll continue.
Alderman Nelson.
So, Mr. Rotzenberg, in your professional opinion, do you support this?
If the developer had brought to us a bank letter of credit, I would feel a lot better. But given that we are going to have a first lien security interest on the property, and when the developer secures their construction financing, that lien will be satisfied with payment. We are in a very secure position relative to collecting this impact fee.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Then I would like to have a motion on this matter. I will, a motion or city attorney. Do you have
a motion to authorize and approve the agreement regarding impact fees as presented to the Common Council at this meeting, subject to my technical and minor changes approved by the city treasurer and the city attorney.
So moved.
I have a first. Do I have a second? I'll second it. Any discussion, Alderwoman?
I had given my corrections to the clerk. Your minor edits. She has.
Okay. With the minor edits that the Alderwoman provided. All in favor?
Aye.
Or, Madam Clerk, do we have to have a roll call?
I think you have to, but
I'd like to see it, please.
Let's have a roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye. Or Common Council.
Common Council President D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye. The motion passes 4 in favor, 2 absent, and none against. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Motion passes 4 in favor, none against. 2 absent. 4 excused.